The Mackinac Policy Conference on Mackinac Island wrapped up today. It's the annual gathering of business leaders, politicians, policy wonks, activists, and a whole bunch of reporters. It's put together by the Detroit Regional Chamber. Our political analyst, Zoe Clark, and Capitol reporter Rick Pluta were there. They join us now to talk about what happened and what they're keeping their eye on. Hi there, you two.
Hey.
Hello, Lester.
First things first, Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed the auto no-fault insurance legislation. What should we expect from that new law?
Well, you know, we'll have to wait to see how it plays out. But what it does essentially is it allows people to choose levels of coverage instead of the existing system, which says that if you are injured in a car crash, that you get unlimited benefits. And what this does is it requires that people who are injured to coordinate with other types of coverage. And the goal is to bring down Michigan's very often highest in the nation auto insurance premiums.
So that is, of course, the policy of what this bill will do. And I think what a lot of Capitol reporters are wondering up here is what the political ramifications will be. Because let's just say this, it was an incredibly historic bill. For decades, Lansing has been trying to overhaul some of, you know, Michigan's highest in the nation auto insurance rates. And when Governor Whitmer signed this bill, there was bipartisan bromancing happening and woman sistermancing happening. I mean, it was amazing to see these lawmakers high-fiving and fist-bumping and taking selfies together after passing this legislation. And so what'll be interesting politically to see is, well, what does this do for the environment going forward? As, of course, there are still big issues on the table. The budget, the state budget, and, of course, road funding.
I want to talk about that bipartisan cooperation, but before we get there, one insurance industry official has indicated that this law might not lower insurance rates. In fact, it might even cause rates to go up. How's that going over at the Mackinac Conference?
Well, I mean, there's this question of whether or not there will be a bleed over effect, that parts of your insurance bill will definitely go down. And the question is whether the way that the insurance industry works, and I'm not an expert in this, that will basically have an effect on other parts of people's insurance bills. And we should also point out that even though this bill has been signed into law, that it will almost certainly, at least parts of it, be challenged in court by trial attorneys and victims' rights advocates.
And of course, much of it does not go into effect for another year.
So this bipartisan cooperation you were talking about on the auto no-fault law, is that going to be the model process as Governor Whitmer has suggested?
Well, I asked Governor Whitmer that, in fact, today. I said, look, you have been around Lansing. You were in the legislature for more than a decade. Is this going to continue? Well, first, she said that this has been, you know, just this past 5 months, some of the most bipartisan ship that she has seen since her years in Lansing. And she also said really what it has to do is with relationships, and that building relationships and understanding where people are coming from has just been huge. And so I think she's hoping, would like it to continue to get stuff done. But as I said, there is the budget, there is road funding, and those are some issues that Democrats and Republicans disagree on.
You know, there is certainly this speculation about whether this will serve as a template for resolving other thorny questions. But the Senate Majority Leader, Mike Shirkey, in particular, made clear that these issues are going to be resolved a case-by-case basis, and that we should be careful about assuming that there's going to be too much linkage on all of this.
I also think there's this interesting dynamic, too, where Speaker of the House Lee Chatfield was speaking yesterday about this, that they are very proud of the fact that they are not operating like Washington, D.C. I cannot tell you how many times I have heard the speaker say, you know, we're not like D.C. here in Lansing. You know, here in Michigan, we are getting things done bipartisan. You know, they know they are doing this, and they also want to talk it up because I think they believe that this is what voters want.
There's a dynamic playing out, again, in particular, but between Mike Shirky and the governor, that when he talks about Gretchen Whitmer, there's a very deferential tone to it. He calls her my governor, that when my governor wants to talk, I will always be there for my governor. And he's clearly making a point as powerfully as he can about at least a willingness to work together.
Let's talk about the roads, one of the thorny issues that you were talking about. The governor wants to raise the gas tax by 45 cents a gallon or an equivalent. She says she'll consider other plans as long as the state brings in $2.5 billion a year more. She wants it done as part of the state's budget. The Republicans are saying budget first, road deal later. What's the buzz at Mackinac?
Well, I mean, what we're hearing directly is the governor says two things. First of all, that they're linked, they're entwined, that you can't do the budget without doing road funding, that they're both part and parcel. And she did say that she's willing to look at other proposals, but right now there are no other proposals on the table. So it's basically she put the ball in the Republicans' court and said, if you've got an alternative, bring it to the table for discussion. Right now there is no alternative plan.
Where you're sitting right now is really close to where the 66-year-old Line 5 pipelines go under the Straits of Mackinac. Attorney General Dana Nessel said if the state and the Canadian pipeline company Enbridge don't reach an agreement on a tunnel plan for the pipeline in 30 days, she'll start the process to shut Line 5 down. What's been the response to that?
That one is really, really interesting, and we're seeing what almost seems to be a good cop, bad cop play here with Gretchen Whitmer and Attorney General Nessel, that the governor is saying, well, let's wait, let's talk some more, let's see what we can accomplish in negotiations, but still hanging out there is the possibility of legal action from the Attorney General.
Although I was talking with someone that if you had a dollar for every time you heard the word lockstep from them, you would be a rich person, that they are very clear that they are working together on this, right? This is not an undercover good cop, bad cop. They are kind of going, you know, against this or trying to figure this out very much together. And we heard back from Enbridge. We spoke with the governor just this morning who said, look forward again for the next month because she is meeting with Enbridge officials on their next set of negotiations next week.
And before we get off that topic, we should note Enbridge is a sponsor of Michigan Radio. I read that Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky proposed a ballot initiative in 2021 that would challenge term limits. Despite studies that reveal term limits are not accomplishing what its supporters thought it would, it still remains very popular among voters. What makes Senator Shirky think they'll vote to end term limits?
Well, I'm not so much sure that he said people will vote to end term limits. He said he wants to have discussions about them. In fact, Lee Chatfield, his fellow Republican Speaker of the House, basically said, look, if you put a ballot initiative right now that says end term limits, Chatfield said people are going to vote it down. So Chatfield added, maybe you need something like good government or some kind of ethics reform as part of it and turn it into a whole package. But I think what's coming from this, right, is this idea that Shirky and Lee Chatfield and Christine Gregg, the Democratic leader of the House, were talking about the fact that, these folks get here, they're just learning how to do politics. They're just learning how to pass bills and procedures, and they're already out of office. Lee Chatfield, the Speaker of the House, right? The Speaker of the Michigan House has only spent 5 years in Lansing. And he said, I'm just figuring out how to do this and I'm going to be out. And the next person is going to come back in.
He's not the first Speaker of the House to say something like that. And we've heard that before.
He's not. Well, because he's not the first Speaker of the House who's been on year, four or five, taken over as Speaker and then is pushed out. And look, you can understand where voters are coming from, right? That it feels like, if folks get too used to, Lansing, that they don't end up working hard enough or it becomes too friendly and things like that. But the opposite side is, then what you have is lobbyists who kind of run the show sometime and folks who are kind of telling these newbie lawmakers, here's how things work. And by the time they understand what's going on, they're out of there.
And we should be clear about this. The majority leader did not throw out a specific proposal. He said that he wants to study the question and find out some way to either extend term limits, to eliminate term limits, but he's not set on a particular course at this time. However, because it is an amendment to the state constitution, it would have to be ratified by voters if this were to happen.
What else was the talk of the town at the Mackinac Policy Conference?
I think you kind of covered it. The substantive action here was the auto insurance overhaul, but the bombshell was, you know, legislative leaders saying, we really want to get active in doing something about term limits. And those are the things that are really the talk of the island, along with whether or not what we saw happen with auto insurance is indicative of what we're going to see as far as cooperation between the Republican leadership and the legislature and Governor Whitmer, who's a Democrat. I will say a lot of people are suggesting that the window to do anything is very, very short because we're going to have elections next year, and two, because of a federal court ruling, that we may see redrawing of district lines happening very, very, very soon. Also, this is the first conference since we've had this new leadership assuming control in the legislature, since this new governor assumed office. And so this is always the nice conference.
Well, here's your annual reminder. Don't forget to pick up some Mackinac Island souvenirs or at least some fudge for all of us back here.
Duly noted.
Our bags are full.
Zoe Clark is our resident political junkie. Rick Pluta covers the Capitol for Michigan Radio. Thanks, you two.
You bet.
Thanks, Lester.